Good morning. How lovely to see everyone and welcome everyone who's watching this morning as well. So our reading this morning is from Luke chapter 9. I'm going to start at verse 40 because it gives us a bit of a starting point through to 56. Now, when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. Just then, there came a man named Jairus, a leader of the synagogue. He fell at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years old, who was dying. As he went, the crowds pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years, and though she had spent all she had on physicians, no one could cure her. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his clothes, and immediately her hemorrhages stopped. Then Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowd surround you and press in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I noticed that power had gone out from me." When the woman saw that she could not remain hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared in the presence of all the people why she touched him and how she'd been immediately healed. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone came to the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher any longer." When Jesus heard this, he replied, "Do not fear, only believe, and she will be saved." When he came to the house, he did not allow anyone to enter with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. They were all weeping and wailing for her, but he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and called out, "Child, get up." Her spirit returned, and she got up at once. Then he directed them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astounded, but he ordered them to tell no one what had happened. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amazing accounts of Jesus' life here on earth. Just too much for one talk, unless you fancy being here over lunchtime and through to the afternoon. So I'm sure you don't want to be, and I'm sure you want to get on with the rest of your day. So I'm just going to keep it to just 3 points. Always have to keep to three, don't we? And I'm going to focus particularly on that poor woman. That poor woman bleeding for 12 years. I'm going to look at authority. That's our running theme. Then I'm going to look at how did he know? How did Jesus know? "There were lots of people crowded round you," Peter said. And then I'm going to look at what did Jesus say? And you know, it's the same message for today. So, authority. Let's start with that. Like Phil, I looked it up in the dictionary and I found this definition. Power, influence over others because of one's commanding manner. And as we'll see, there was a desire, a real willingness, a real wantingness for influence. Not because of power or command, not to control, but by love and such care, as well as letting us choose. By giving us free will, we have the freedom to choose. And authority, which says, "Don't tell anyone what happened." What? Well, yeah, we're aware of suppressive rule, aren't we? As authorities, often withdraws freedom of speech. But rarely does authority restrict the sharing of amazing, miraculous news. Look at the medical developments at the moment with the vaccine. That news spread very, very quickly. Good news travels. But Jesus, don't tell anyone. That's unusual. But we know, don't we, that Jesus had a time when it was right to share. And we wait a little later to Lazarus' raising from the dead. And then it unfolds, the crucifixion and the resurrection. That follows. And we also know, don't we, that that good news was not kept quiet. We read about those amazing healings. The good news made it to millions and millions of people and to us here today. Thanks be to God. Let's go back to authority then and look at it in terms of influence over others. That poor woman, 12 years of hemorrhaging, 12 years of being unclean, bleeding that didn't stop. Let's take a trip back into the Old Testament and look at Leviticus chapter 15. We find that women who are menstruating, they are unclean. And if you touch a seat where they're sitting, you are unclean. You have to wash your clothes, you have to go and have a bath, and you're not cleaned until you're not clean again until the evening. Gosh, 12 years of being unclean, trying everything. She was obviously quite a wealthy woman because she could afford physicians. But 12 years she strove to be clean, to be accepted. And what do we hear about? We hear about a touch, just a reach out, a stretch in that busy cloud to touch Jesus' clothing. And then she was clean. She was able to join her community, fully welcomed all the time again. Let's look at the other healings that Jesus did. Healing lepers, healing the blind, the infirm, the outsiders on the edge, the very fringe of humanity. Jesus' healings brought them back in, able to join society again, to join their community, not on the edge. They were able to secure a living. They weren't destitute. And then I went back and I remembered Paul and his sermon on the same theme, authority. Remember the reading when Jesus stood in the temple in Luke 4. He read it in Nazareth, and he read from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. Release to the captives, recovery of sight, the oppressed to go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. Authority. The authority to influence the very structure of society, to bring the unclean, the outsiders back into the fold, to proclaim the Lord's favour. Again, let's look at Leviticus. We hear about the Jubilee year, the year of the Lord's favour. Every 50 years, all leased mortgages and of land were returned to their original owners. All slaves and bonded labourers were freed. There was a restoration, a reshift of resources and money, and it prevented families from being landless. It enabled financial security, so people and families were not destitute financially. It treated those financially burdened compassionately, not to maintain indefinite debt. which could, if not released, keep families in destitution for generations and generations. It enabled every family unit to be able to provide and look after themselves, proclaiming the year of the Lord's favour, Jesus read from Isaiah. Leviticus gives us that insight into restoring balance, the natural balance of the earth's resources, the creation including humanity. Humanity in relation to the natural world as well. The authority to restore. Now that is good news for everyone. We look back to Genesis, God's creation, all was good. And here we have restoration. Lot to think about, lot to ponder. It's good to ponder and to think. Thanks be to God that we have the free will to ponder and to think and to learn and to grow. And then the second theme. How did he know? How did he know? It's funny in the pandemic at the moment, touching each other. Crowds. It's not happening, is it? One thing we're all longing to do more of. But how did Jesus know that he'd been touched by that woman? How did she know she needed to reach out and touch him? The power of touch, the touch of hugs, the touch of newborns, skin to skin, so important. The 17th of May, my Anna said, "We can hug on the 17th of May." And many of us did to those closest and dearest to us, and how glorious it was, and how much we look forward to more hugs and touches. Reminds me of the Vatican City, the Sistine Chapel ceiling, Michelangelo. The creation narrative from Genesis. God gives life to Adam, that point of reaching and making contact. Do you know, to touch requires intention and it requires acceptance back. Two-sided. But Peter said, "Master, the crowd surround you and press in on you." Jesus said, "I noticed that power had gone out of me." The woman intended, she reached. The acceptance was always there. I noticed power had gone out of me. Reaching out, Jesus there, the people pressed in. The power in his presence, there then. Here now. The touch, the reach from that woman, from anyone, from us, from anyone, the Jews and now the Gentiles, Jesus, all the world can reach. It needs two, our intention, and we have that free will given to us by God to choose, and we can reach and we can touch. God's presence, his power is always there, always ready. Always ready to reach to. Got a picture of God. Life lived to the full. Such love, such care. The restoring of God's order. There always. Eternally there. At all times, in all places, for all people. And our free will to choose. So the third point, we've talked about authority, restoring balance to bring people together. The outcasts in, healing for people, healing for societies, neighbourhoods, the world, and the touch, the intention from us. God's presence, his love, his power, eternally, always there. And the third point, what did Jesus say? To the bleeding woman, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." To the family with the daughter who died, "Do not fear, only believe." God's always eternally there. Have the faith, the belief. Just reach. That's authority. That's Jesus' authority in the Trinity of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Have faith. Believe. Then go in action. Go in peace. Brings us to the end of the service, doesn't it? I had a sermon not so long ago when I talked about this, like the ending. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Have that faith. Don't fear. Reach out. Go in that peace. And then keep loving. In action. Bring my people together. Heal the broken. Bring the undesirable, the unclean, the pushed out. Take care of each other. A sight of God's kingdom here on earth. Much to ponder. Let's just pray. A few words from our Lord's Prayer. I'll say it twice. Dear Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Amen.